This is CliffCentral.com.
It's time to find out what Anele Mdemka is all about. This guy looks like he's built. Look at you. You're all ripped. And look at this.
Come on.
Yeah,
man,
he's not us.
Yeah.
He's not like us.
Not like you. I see a bit of a belly there, Gareth. What's going on?
Okay, he's a bit like us. I got a bit of a belly.
Yeah.
So you are a wellness coach. You are the CEO of Apex Aesthetica.
Yes, sir.
I like that word, aesthetic, because that's what it is. It's the stuff that we are. It's just beautiful to look at. People who are in shape are just better to look at.
Precisely, man. Precisely.
And more people want to see people who are in shape naked than out of shape people.
Oh, absolutely. Oh,
yeah. Completely.
As a rule, out of shape people, like some of us, should not be naked if we can help it.
You know,
hold on.
I was standing in front of the mirror this morning. And I took my shirt off to put on this shirt.
The horror.
I got out of the shower, you know. And I looked at myself in the mirror. I thought, well, I don't look too bad with a shirt on.
Yeah, what happens when it comes off?
That's it.
Yeah, that's the problem.
And you know there's going to be the beach and all that stuff coming up.
Yeah, man.
Now, I believe you are also the guy who trained Casper in your vest.
Yes, sir. I'm still training him right
now.
This week. Yes.
He lost 8 kilograms.
Yeah, I think it's about 10 now.
It's about 10 in a very short space of time.
Yeah.
He's looking terrific.
Yeah.
He must be very grateful to you for what you've done for him.
I guess it is, man. But I mean, it works both ways, you know. He's one of the biggest artists in SA at the moment. So I guess me having him under my stable, as a client, also helped me build my brand much easier.
I heard you also trained Black Coffee to club people. Is that true?
Hey, look, I'd love to take the credit for that, but I mean, wherever he learned that, I think I need to go to lessons, man. I need to go for lessons with him. That was a pretty good club, man. That was a pretty good
impressive,
one.
Impressive, huh?
The cap flew off.
Yes, sir.
The cap flew off, man. That's power.
Hard.
That's power.
Okay, so you've got any other celebrity clients that we need to know about?
Well, at the moment, I'm also training Major League DJs.
Mm-hmm.
I'm training Capo. That's Casper's little brother, I put it as well.
Yeah.
I was supposed to start with PH, the DJ.
Right.
But I won't mention why he hasn't come to the gym. So if he is listening, I've been waiting for you, man. He's been eating too much and he's been lazy.
Right.
Yeah. And there's a few people that I'm currently speaking to right now to see if we can't perhaps get them into the whole health and wellness lifestyle transformation.
But you're also, you train housewives and students and everybody, right?
Yeah.
Because this is something it's really a thing now. People love to be in shape, and people want to be in shape, and they're going to do what they need to do. How many days do you have to be in the gym if you're an ordinary person like me or Mabali? How many days do you have to go?
Okay, just a question. When was the last time you were at the gym, guys?
Friday.
Friday?
Yeah.
I'll tell you the last time I saw you at Centurion.
When?
I think 3 months ago.
Yeah. No, but I go to a bunch of different gyms. What time do you usually go?
I was there for a shoot, so I just saw you walking in. And then
so that's not your normal gym.
So what does Gareth do when he goes to this gym?
Are you giving me
walked in?
Hang on a second. Are you giving me shit because that's the last time you saw me in a gym?
Well, I'm just saying, man. I mean, I see a bit of a belly there as well. So I need to know exactly.
It's clear up. He goes in there, does a few bicep curls, he takes a selfie. He gets a smoothie and he goes home. I mean, like, look, vouch for us here because that's must.
I do. I'll do 5 sets of different exercise. No.
Okay.
Ben, I'll do, on any given day, I'll do a combination of two sort of upper body exercises. I'll try to put abs in there as well as the fifth one. So it'll be shoulders, it'll be biceps, triceps, it'll be chest, it'll be back.
All in isolation though.
Yeah, I was about to I was about to touch on that. You see now what the difference with me is that because I'm a functional training coach, right? So what functional training is, it's basically exercises that are designed to help you with your activities that you do in your daily life. So basically walking up the stairs.
Mm-hmm.
Think of it this way. When you get up, when you wake up in the morning, you swing your legs off the bed, you stand up. Should you decide, I don't want to go to work anymore, you sit down again, legs back on. What you're doing then is you're mimicking a squat. Right, because you're standing and sitting, standing and sitting.
Where have you heard this before, Gareth?
Right, standing and sitting.
Shut up, Ben. It's not about you. We're listening to Anele.
If you're standing and let's say, for example, you want to pick up your bag, right, and it's next to you and you bend over, that now mimics an oblique crunch,
right,
which is the side part or the tiger stripes that people would call it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That's how you get the V shape.
Right.
And basically, so what functional training is, what I try to do is that because I deal with people that are, can I say, active, right? I try to make sure that they are prepared for whatever comes their way on a daily basis. So we try to do that to ensure that there's no injuries that will occur. Maybe you're walking in the corridor and someone pops up as you know, you try to sidestep them and dodge them. It will teach you how to do all those movements and move through those different planes without injuring yourself. So that's what functional training is.
That's what we all need.
Yeah.
I need a lot, guys.
I don't think so.
I need to be more active on Instagram.
Can I tell you something? Hold on. No, here's the thing. Mabale is, she just needs a trainer who's going to motivate her.
Yeah, you see, my biggest problem is I'm lazy. So if I don't have somebody screaming and shouting at me, telling me to do it, chances are I'm not going to do it on my own.
Okay, but that's the thing though, you know.
It's laziness though. It's pure laziness.
I mean, Gareth, you spoke about you go there, do a couple of shoulder exercises. So you're basically splitting your routine into what we call isolation movements, right? Mm-hmm. Now that gets a bit boring and that's not inspiring, you know, because I'd say that's bodybuilder type training. So with functional training, you're literally doing things like box jumps, you're doing burpees, you're literally pulling yourself up, you know, you're testing your body, you're pushing your body to the limits, and that's where it gets exciting because almost it works on a different model of periodization, right? So basically the program changes almost every week because remember, as humans, we're creatures of habit.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
if
yeah.
you do an isolation exercise long enough, your body will then adapt to it and you'll stop seeing growth. That's when we call the plateau.
That's where I'm at.
That's exactly it. So what you need to do is you need to shock your body. Basically put in a state of shock and just do something totally different and then see how your body transforms from there. And that's how I got Casper dropping weight so quickly. Because, I mean, in the beginning...
And it's eating, right?
Definitely. I mean, that's the most important part. You know, it's 80% eating. I'd go as far as saying it's 90% eating, man. You need to make sure that you're putting in the right food.
All right, so I'm thinking my buddy should come to you.
I'm thinking the same thing.
She should.
I think she should come to you and she should train with you for like a couple of weeks. And then she'll feel...
I say give me 1 month.
Way better. Because she can be disciplined.
Yeah, you got to give him a month. You can't just one go month. There.
I was
month.
Actually thinking 3 months, guys.
3 months?
Okay.
Three months is...
I mean, don't us girls lose weight at a slower rate than you guys anyway? So we need a longer time.
Not necessarily.
Oh.
Weight loss is all attributed to how fast your metabolism is working. All right, so if you have a very slow metabolism, you won't lose weight as quickly. But once again, going back to functional training, because you're doing all of those explosive movements and you're eating correctly, your metabolism will shoot through the roof and soon you'll just start seeing your body just shred fat much quicker.
All right. It sounds like you've got a plan. How can people get hold of you?
All right. You can find me on Instagram at PT_ACE21 and also on Twitter at the same handle, PT_ACE21. And also you can follow a temporary account that we've created on Twitter called PaceFitness_SA.
All right. Very good. Pleasure to meet you, man.
Thank you very much.
Sorry, we're out of time already. We've got to clear out of the way here. I'm going to have to go and shock my body today.
Yeah, man. give me a shout.
Mubs is going to come and train with you.
Yes. No worries.
What the hell?
I'm scared, but yes.
Don't be.
Let's go.
It's not as bad.
Hell yeah. This is CliffCentral.com.